Coronavirus update. I'm Julie Walker with an AP News Minute. COVID cases rising in the U.S., with the daily average up nearly 20% since last month. In Colorado, Governor Jared Polis says one out of every 48 residents is infected.
We still are in a very dire situation.
And only 19% of the almost 1,500 hospitalized are vaccinated.
We wouldn't even be here talking about this if everybody was vaccinated.
Colorado, one of four states, including New Mexico, California, and West Virginia, extending booster shots for all adults, even before the CDC gives the go-ahead to cover everyone. The increase in COVID cases comes as a U.S. appeals court late yesterday upheld its decision to put a hold on President Biden's order to require vaccines for companies with 100 or more workers, calling the mandate staggeringly overboard. U.S. health officials keeping a close eye on a virus surge in Europe after opening our border to travel. A 3-week lockdown in the Netherlands, Austria poised to move forward with a similar measure, Germany urging people to get the vaccine as infections and deaths grow, all this creating unease on the continent. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
We've been here before. And we remember what happens when a wave starts.
Back in the U.S., AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports just in time for the holidays, the government is ordering nursing homes to allow visits for all residents.
Because COVID-19 was hitting the elderly and frail especially hard, the nation's nursing homes went on lockdown in March of last year. Many residents couldn't see loved ones until the spring. Now the government is ordering the facilities to no longer limit the frequency or length of visits.
The NBA raises the level of urgency regarding booster shots, telling players and coaches in a memo they should be received as soon as possible and it's no longer advisable to wait. The Associated Press obtaining a copy of that memo. Julie Walker, AP News.